How to get $100,000 and 4,000 buys in 1 week. So we're moving into launch phase now, right? So again, disclaimer, don't freak out, okay? This may be something that you do down the line, but it will be something that you do. It should be something that you do, is launch your own product. So again, as with the rest of the training, I'm going to show you exactly what I do so you can see how all this works behind the scenes. So we're going to talk about getting affiliates and JVs, building BOS well in advance. Just like, JVs and affiliates, you need to treat just like prospects, right? They're lazy, generally. They are distracted easily. They want stuff done for them, and they want to be entertained, right? They're just a prospect with a different badge. Yes.
Are the difference between affiliates and JVs product creators versus just people who try to sell product?
Yeah, they're kind of interchangeable, to be honest. I mean, affiliates, it kind of means the same thing. So a JV partner typically is your larger partner. They'll, they'll be sending you a whole boatload of traffic. They would expect, reciprocation for you to, promote for them back in an equivalent effort or traffic. Your affiliates, normally what we mean by affiliates is it's the guys that don't have quite as much firepower. They may be promoting one thing today and another thing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't expect reciprocation. They may not even have their own products. But they're all a type of affiliate. Yeah. It's just, we call these kind of JVs. So when we start launching a product, I'll have my sort of top level JV partners. And then I'll have, I actually grade them. We kind of got A class, B class, C class kind of thing. And the A class guys, I'll be contacting them every day because they'll be sending 80% of the traffic, the whole 80-20 rule. I'm not going to waste my time on the other guys that are maybe not going to create a bonus page or they're not going to send that much traffic. I'm not going to be hand-holding them throughout the launch. It's just not worth my time. You've got to have a cut-off. So I grade the JVs based on previous experience, what I know, the kind of weight and traffic they can bring, and obviously then you've also got, so you've got your ABC, and then you've got guys that are kind of floating. They've said they're on board or they're interested but not yet on board, so we might spend a bit more time trying to convince them and persuade them, but again, not as much as you would deal with the A-class guys that are going to bring most of the heat. So building BOS well in advance is really important from a prospect point of view and from a JV point of view. Although hardly anybody's as organized as I am, they still want to know in advance when you're going to be launching a product so they can plan accordingly and so that they'll actually agree to promote. Because if they don't have a slot, it doesn't matter how good your product is or how much money you're giving away, they won't be able to promote. So you want to give them advance notice. You want to get them excited, and I'm going to show you examples of how you can do all these things. So you've got to put the word out there. I'm also going to show you websites where you can announce your launch, ways that you can start getting affiliates, getting traction, and getting people wanting to mail your stuff. Now, of course, as part of this, you need to offer great incentives, not just commission, right? It's kind of got to the stage in internet marketing where value is just required value is gone up. Right? What you need to do to get noticed has gone up from a prospect point of view, but also from an affiliate point of view. 50% is just like, it's everyday news now. 50% commission, it's almost like, well, is that all that is? If you see a 50% launch, most people probably wouldn't even go for it if there's just 50% across the board. But even if you're offering 100% commission, you're still going to need other things to incentivize them. Not necessarily money, though, which we'll come on to. And of course, as with all marketing, and hopefully I've drummed this into you now that you're getting this, you've got to build story, theme, and angle around this also. So this means we're going to go and flip screens here. I'm going to show you this. You might be able to hear it.
Okay. Right. Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah, these. Right. Let's get rid of those. Right. Wow. This is wearing a fake mustache. Don't wear a fake mustache, you see.
Okay. So we get the idea, right? So this is the JV page for Commission Cartel. And most JV pages, if they have a video, it's this. Hi, welcome to the JV page for product XYZ. You get $20 commission, and it's really awesome. Hit me up if you need the product access. Oh, you know, boring, boring, boring. So theme, story, excitement, edutainment, angle, you know, you need to be doing all this stuff in all your marketing, especially for JVs and affiliates. Especially for JVs and affiliates. So, right away, this gives them the theme for the launch, right? So instantly, they'll be thinking, as marketers, how, okay, this is a cool angle. How can I start creating my promotion around this? Maybe I'll do a mafia theme, or maybe, you know, I'll offer a, you know, a bonus with, you know, that mafia theme. So you've already giving them what they need. You've done the work for them. You don't need to get to this page and say, how am I going to twist this? How am I going to turn this into something that people... I've done that for you, right? I've done that for the JVs. So we've got a headline, right? This is a... it's not the headline that I used, obviously, before we went live, because obviously this has got stats on, but... So at this point, we were number one bestseller on JVZoo over 30 days. We'd been awarded Product of the Day twice, and we'd paid out 95,000 commissions in the first 6 days, I think. Now, obviously, before I went live with that product, you know, that headline would have been different, but it would have still had kind of a headline that's going to draw them in. You know, I think it was something about the 100% commissions. I might even have said, you know, I'll promote this 100% commissions product, or... you know, you'll get whacked or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. And then down here we've got the bullet points. As I said before, JVs are busy people, lazy people. You know, they don't want to sift through a page and dig out the information. 10 grand top prize, 100% commissions. This is what you get. This is the prizes. This is the offer. Guaranteed reciprocal mailings to all top 10 finishers. Here's a link to get your affiliate link. So even if they don't watch this, which most of them did and were emailing me and giving me all kind of weird comments, they get the snapshot here on one screen, right, without having to scroll down. Bosh, that's the job done. Okay, this is what the product is. This is what I'm paying you. These are the prizes. And obviously, before I went live, there was a date up here in this headline. I definitely remember that. Obviously, you've got to put the date of when you're going live. This countdown has since expired because obviously this launch is over. Before I went live, I had a countdown here that said going live in, so they could see how many days were left until this launch kicked off. Once it went live, I came back to this page and said launch ending in, so this is how much time you've got left to promote. Yeah.
Do they have to write their own promotional material, or do you sometimes resent them?
I'll come on to that just now. So that's just the front screen. At a bare minimum, that is sufficient to get some guys on board, right? Because I've got links here, right? So I've got a tour of the members area here, which would open a new window, be a little video that shows them through the product. I've got a link here to the sales letter. You really don't need anything else other than that, apart from the sales materials. In terms of making a decision about whether or not they promote, that is it, right there. How much money am I going to get paid? What are the prizes, if any? What's the product? And what's the sales letter? So we've covered all that, right? So they can land here, and within 5 minutes flat, they make a decision about whether or not they're on board and hopefully put it in their calendar. Yeah?
If you're giving away 100% commissions on the entire funnel, where's the cash prize money coming from?
Investment.
Okay.
My pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. But I am only able to do this because I know over here on the whiteboard,
you're gonna get it. Yeah.
I know my metrics. right? I know on average, and this is super top secret information that won't be shared beyond this room apart from anybody else that gets a digital recording, that on average I would generate anything between $30 and $40 profit for every person that buys one of my front-end products, even though I'm giving everything away here. Because of the back end, I know the metrics of the high ticket stuff that I've got. So you know, I mentioned earlier that you won't, you know, you won't get rich selling this stuff, but you will make some money. Typically, what will happen in a launch is it will cover the prize, the cost of prizes, the money that I personally make. Even though I'm giving 100% away, obviously I've got my own list, right? And they're my guys that aren't affiliated to anybody else. And when they buy, that money comes to me, of course. So those sales typically cover the cost of prizes anyway. Right. So I kind of break even, and then anything on the back end.
Got it.
Yeah.
A reciprocal mailing to the top 10 finishers, could you just talk about that?
Yeah, so basically what we're talking about here is, if they promote, we have a leaderboard, and we'll come onto this a second. I think I've got a version of it on here. You have this. You can have a contest. I would recommend that you have some sort of contest. You don't have to give money away. Even the fact you have a leaderboard makes people compete. They're like, oh, I want to get top. You could give anything away.
It's an ego issue.
Yeah, it's an ego thing, right? People want to beat, oh, I want to beat that guy. Yeah, and it, you know, it starts having this fun thing. So anybody that finishes on the top 10, all I'm saying with this is I guarantee to mail back and promote for you. You know, if by the end of the launch, when all the dust has settled, we've stopped the competition, the price has gone up, and all the prizes have been awarded, whoever's in that top 10 leaderboard at that point, I will promote your stuff.
For a week?
Well, I don't say that. I don't say that there.
Yesterday when you mentioned you actually sell me promotions, would you actually do one of those promotions? If I came in your top 10, would you do me a promotion?
Yeah.
Based on what you said yesterday?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. If you finish in the top 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the point. So, yeah.
So you would promote the next launch or a product of any one of them who ends up.
Yeah. So what happens? Yeah. Typically, how this works, right? I've got my kind of insiders circle of the guys that I know that I'm close with, and we coordinate calendars for the year, right? So I've already got their launches already locked and loaded in my calendar, right? So I'm already going to reciprocate with them regardless. We mail for each other because we know we always put out good stuff. We don't even need to look at the products, although we do, but we know it's going to be good stuff, right? So we all reciprocate. So there's those guys, about four or five of them. And then, yeah, anybody that's in the top 10 that's not those guys is going to get a mailing from me. So immediately after the launch, I'm like, I actually created a video last time and processed, you know, created a process for this. And the video was, I want to mail your shit. Because right? In internet marketing, kind of, oh, well, you mail my shit. It just became this kind of jokey thing. And I created a video and I said, look, this is what I want to do. You finished top 10. Awesome. Thanks for your support. I really appreciate it. As I've said, I want to, my commitment to you, I want to promote your stuff. So tell me what you've got. Tell me what you've got coming out. I need advance warning, right? I need around 4 to 6 weeks. This is the type of stuff that my list goes for. This is the type of stuff they probably wouldn't go for. Over to you. And put that video out, and some guys get back to me like, that's awesome, I've got this. Some people go away and disappear, and then, you know, the day before they're like, oh, you remember that thing? And I'm like, yes, that thing where I said about 4 to 6 weeks notice, I do remember that thing, yes. Oh, I'm launching tomorrow, you know, you get the idea. So some people come back and, you know, take me up on it, and some people don't, because whatever reason, I don't know, disorganized or just, don't know, forget, no idea. But yeah, that is the reciprocal mailing. So
can you play just a few seconds of that so get an idea how you got them? If you don't mind.
Sure.
That's a face you can trust.
What is this about? Welcome to Commission Cartel. I am gonna give you 100% commissions on the entire funnel of this product. That's 100% on the front end.
It's really just this. You know, I'm now just in game face mode. You know, we've got their attention, we've had a bit of a laugh. Just tell them what the deal is.
Well, I'm making $1,400 every single day, $365.
Okay, so we're just as you would with a prospect, you're reaching
out.
Yeah, you're getting the attention. You're getting that, you're sinking that hook in, so that they need to see what this story is about. And then we're telling them what, you know, what the deal is. Here's what's happening. This is what's happened. This is why I'm doing this. This is what's in it. This is what's in it for you. And this is the next step if you want to move forward with it.
Is there a reason you went for the suit and didn't go your natural way?
It's the mafia thing, right? I was trying to be trying to be the Godfather. Hopefully somebody got that. It's like, why are you dressed up like one of the Marx Brothers or something? Yeah. So I'm going to take you down the page here. There's so much money in this page. It's incredible. So I want to go through it in a lot of detail. So we're getting them on a list here. Right, I've scrolled too far down here. But basically it says, you know, get on the list to get launch updates. Because you can get affiliates from JVZoo, and you can't easily contact them. They're not on your mailing list. They might just request approval, as we mentioned earlier. You might approve them and they're fine. And you can message them through JVZoo and things like that. But they're not on your list, right? You want to get them on your list if you can. Some people I've seen, they're pretty aggressive about this, and they'll, step one will be enter your email to get the JV details for whatever, and they won't give any of this stuff away until you've entered your email address, which I think is okay for guys that you know. To my mind, you know, you want to treat these guys, you know, with a bit more respect than that, right? It's, if they want to opt in, they'll opt in. You know, we don't want to force them to join our mailing list to mail our stuff. We want them to mail our stuff. If they join our list, great, but that's the objective. I wouldn't put a barrier in the way like that. It's just, you know, the trying to seek their email address. I don't think it's that important. Steps, right? Steps. Not just here's a bunch of stuff and here's all the resources. Until step, you're going to do all these things, or at least you should do all these things, right? So step one was enter your email up here. So I've made it as high priority as I can to get their email and get them on the list, but I'm not making it essential. They don't need to do that to get all the information. Step two, get your affiliate link. Obviously, that opens a new window, goes off to JVZoo on that request page. I'll show you each of these individually, by the way. So personalize your tools, so the promotional tools that I give them. Talk about the funnel and the sales letter so they get a full vision of what's been sold here. Contest and prizes, and then leaderboard. And obviously, we're putting contact information on here. You don't want to hide away from, you know, from JVs. You want to be reachable. So on here, we've got another spot for them to enter their email address, just in case, you know, they missed it before. Another link here to go and get their affiliate link, why we're selling on JVZoo. And scroll down here. This is where we come down to the tools. Okay, so this is a cool little plugin. It's a WordPress plugin. It's called WP Affiliate Builder, I think. WP Affiliate Builder. It's from Dave Nicholson. And what it does is you insert it into WordPress, and it creates this interface for you to give tools to your affiliates. So what you would do, the affiliate would come here. Let me just go ahead and do this. The affiliate comes over here and they stick their affiliate ID in, and they click personalize your tools. So you see this link here? This is a default affiliate link without an affiliate ID in it. And when they click this, personalize your affiliate tools, you'll notice how that changed. Right? So that is now their affiliate link. They can grab that. But it also populates all the affiliate links in all the tools that are on this page that I'm going to show you. Okay, so these are all the emails that I've written for them to send out to their list. Remember we said they're lazy, they want to do it for them. Yes, they can go off and create their own stuff if they want. Many will do that. But some will just copy and paste this stuff. And it works, because, as you know, as I'm sure you would guess, these are proven.
Are those emails that you give to the affiliates exactly the same as the ones you would send to your own list?
They're similar. They're similar, yeah. I used to do entirely different ones until I thought, what am I doing? This is ridiculous. Yeah. So now I change him slightly, because they will get emails, most prospects will get emails from me. So we want them to appear slightly different. But they are proven emails from maybe previous campaigns that relate to affiliate marketing or whatever, maybe subject lines with different content.
Yeah.
So again, we're leveraging what we've already done where possible. Right? It could even be, you know, could even be a Facebook post. You put a, you know, one-line Facebook post out there with a headline related to this that got a lot of interaction. This could be one of the swipes that you use, for example. And if we were to go into each of these, you would see, you know, the full email that they would copy. And then at the bottom, let me just go into email 2 here. Yeah, but you can see there's their affiliate link, and it's put in that the affiliate ID that they entered at the top. So they've got all their emails. Now, because this is after the launch, this appears slightly different as to what it would prior to the launch. Let me just get past these emails a second. Normally for these emails, it would be time and date of when you should send these. So again, we're just hand-holding them through the whole thing. Rather than saying, here's a bunch of stuff and you do what you like, we're saying, no, send this email at, you know, when we go live at 9 a.m. on the Tuesday. Here's the one for Wednesday. I recommend you send this one at 10 a.m. So we're hitting people maybe that check a little bit later on that day. Here's one, you know, for Wednesday at maybe 6 p.m. And let's hit the people that maybe check the, you know, and so on. So you can dictate that to them. Again, not everybody's going to do it. But if you don't do that, we've got no idea of knowing when they're going to go out. Okay, so you're making it as easy for them as possible. Then we move on to the other tools. Not really essential. Email's really the essential tool that you need to give affiliates. You don't need as many as I've given. I give a lot, obviously, because email's kind of one of my things. It's easy for me to crank these out. JVs know me for that. You don't need as many as I put there, but you would definitely need some. Definitely need some. And they can turn those into blog posts. They could put them on Facebook if they like. Right, so you've given them enough material to be able to promote your product. Banners and images is kind of an old school thing. I don't know how much these get used, but I still kind of throw them up there for every launch. People can whack these things on their blog if they want, or maybe on their website or as an exit pop or something like that. And of course, you know, we're giving these away. We're using the mafia theme, you know, throughout these. And we give them the Facebook timeline template as well, which is just up there. If they want to put a Facebook image at the top of their profile. Product boxes. Sometimes guys want, you know, a picture of the product box, which you would have anyway to sell the product, but give it to the JVs because they might want to put it on their bonus page or whatever. Now, this is kind of an advanced, I know we're kind of in advanced territory anyway with this, but this is kind of like next level, like ultra super uber ninja stuff. Is you can create a ready-made bonus page or have somebody create it for you. Now, you know, so we know we were talking about a bonus page yesterday that you would use to promote somebody else's offer. This is a page that you would give to affiliates where they promote your offer, so they don't even have to create their own page, their own bonus page. So this is the done-for-you bonuses. Somebody mentioned it yesterday saying, would you use those? So they would download this here. I believe it's in like HTML format, and they can go and edit and drop in their own bonuses if they like. Again, it's not essential for, you know, for every launch. It's just one of those additional things that over time I've started adding these things in because, you know, together these little things all make a difference.
Does Page Builder include that? Yeah.
Pardon me?
Does Page Builder include that?
Page Builder?
Yeah, you know your, sorry, Affiliate Builder.
No. No, it's just the functionality to have the different sections there and to have that little button that populates everything. It's just an interface for you to get these tools into the onto a page, but it doesn't create any of the tools for you.
Mm-hmm. And you host, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Something, yeah?
You host this page, right? Oh, it's hosted by the JV, yeah?
Yeah, by the product, the vendor. The vendor, yeah. Okay, so now we're getting into the detail of, you know, what the product is, right? Because there'll be some guys that just come on board, they see that basic video, the bullets, and they're like, yeah, that's enough, I'm on board, date's locked in, let's go. Other guys are like, well, I need to see what's going on here. So we just get into more detail on it. Right, we showed him the funnel, what the OTOs are, what the product is, a bit on the different offers. Again, we've got a link to tour the product and a sales page preview, so they can see how I'm positioning this, so that they can put their promotions in the same angle as we discussed yesterday. Prizes. Let's talk about this, because this is fun. First prize is a $10,000 barbecue in the shape of a pistol. Look at this. Look at this bad boy.
Who won that, by the way? Right.
This launch. Yes. Yeah, who said that? Yeah. It was Stephen Gilbert. I can't remember. There's three guys. Tom E.
And Steve Simple Spence.
Right, yeah, they all teamed up. Yeah, well remembered.
How did they distribute the prizes?
We're coming on to this. So, theme, right? The money is not important when you're coming up with these. That could be $100, right? It doesn't matter. Don't get scared off by the prize money. Obviously, over the years, as I've nailed all this stuff down and got my metrics down and got my own high ticket, I'm able to ramp up prizes and commissions given away. You know, this, don't obviously be terrified by this. It's just having a contest, even without prizes, is going to get you more sales. So it's all mafia themed, or at least weapons themed, because I kind of ran out a little bit of ideas for mafia stuff when I was looking. There's a cool website that I use for most of this. This is why I'm broke.com. This is why I'm broke.com. Almost all the prizes you'll see in my weird ass JV contest come from that site. You can find all manner of crazy ass stuff on there. And some of it's dirt cheap, but looks like super cool. And it's like, it's the kind of stuff that when some of the JVs that you're operating with that have got everything anyway, they're like, oh yeah, I really want an underwater shark that fires torpedoes. That's like, I'm competing for that. You know, I don't care about the commissions. Give me the underwater torpedo firing shark. But as you can see, so we talk through this, become the instant mafioso celebrity in your neighborhood with this ginormous pistol which doubles as a barbecue. Cook up a storm of sausages and meat feasts on this bad boy, but beware of fainting in case it reminds you of your childhood meat shop days, watching your father doing butchering things, Shameless Sopranos reference there. You can see how I was obsessed by Sopranos at this point. Yeah. Either way, either impress or just shoot your neighbors with this thing. And yes, you're right, the video doesn't match the image. This thing is a one-off, and like all the other prizes, is for entertainment only. Take the cash, because I ain't shipping this bad boy. Okay, so I'm putting a humorous disclaimer that no way on God's earth am I actually sending that to you and cheer in Singapore if he wins my launch contest, right? And wipe out like 500 grand of high ticket sales on the back end. It's fun. It's just a bit of fun, right? And people love it. JV's like, oh, that's awesome. Like, that barbecue's sick. Like, I want to get that. You know, and then no, they don't actually get it. And then we've got a video here. that demos the prize. Obviously, for that one, you can spend a long time on YouTube trying to find a video that shows a barbecue pistol grill. Trust me. And it wasn't quite the same one, but the point was there. So we move down. Here's another one. The world's smallest handgun. $5,000. Working handgun. Nothing says gangster more than a tiny, full working pistol made in Switzerland, which fires real bullets and makes you look like a giant. Possibly getting this thing through airport security, but don't get your hopes up. It packs less punch than most catapults out there. So again, I think this one came from thisiswhyimbroke.com. But when you do this, again, leverage, right? These prizes, many of them, I posted on Facebook about these. I posted an image of this prize way before the launch, 2-3 weeks before the launch. Talked about this thing, and then I'm like, oh yeah, this is one of the prizes for Commission Cartel, and it gets all these likes and shit. Oh, that's awesome. Where'd you get that? And what is that? Does it really work? And does it fire bullets? And then I'll talk about the grill, you know, the next day. And then I'm emailing out to JVs in the build up to the launch, talking about, you know, how small are your fingers, or do you want to feel like a giant when you pop a cap in someone's ass or something? And they're like, what's this about? And then I'll talk about this specific thing, and then I'll say it's one of the prizes in Commission Cartel. So you put in the groundwork, and you can leverage this stuff over and over. Each one of these things is a story within its own right, and as we know, stories sell and get attention, so you need to use them once you've done that. I won't go through each of these. Obviously, I'll scroll down so you can see them. We've got a triple-barreled shotgun. double-barrel pump shotgun. This is one of my favorite ones. I can't remember which JV. One JV was absolutely obsessed with this. He's like, I'll compete for you and I'll promote as hard as I can, but I'm going to buy one of these. No matter how much money I make, I'm going to buy one. He was like, I want it. Cool stuff, weird stuff. Very, very tasteful Uzi lamps. How romantic, his and hers AK-47 bedside lamps. This is a cool one where you turn a light off with a gun. You fire at the lamp and it turns off. AK-47 money clip. 500 grand in fake cash. This one got a lot of interest. I don't know why. It was a real mystery to me. I put it on Facebook. It got a lot of interaction for some reason. Is this just a cheap excuse to put up a picture of tits on my JV page? Frankly, yes. I'll quickly scroll past it. Okay, so we are... Okay, so I don't have the actual leaderboard, but it's not important. So as I say, don't be scared off by the amounts there. You can do that. You can go on that website. You can find all kind of weird little gifts, even from like $5 and up. You could drop, just give like $100 away on your launch, or even like $200 or whatever, and you could still do that. Do that exact same thing that are themed with your launch or your story or whatever it might be. And it's just way better than just saying, $100 top prize, $500 top prize. Gets people talking. Builds that buzz. It becomes an event. It's like something they want to be involved in. They look forward to it. We're amping them up, just like you would a prospect, getting them excited about it. So during the launch, there would have been a live leaderboard here. Right? There's a little plugin you can get from JVZoo. That you can stick into your blog here, and it'll pull the data of sales and show you who's number one all the way down through number 10. And it encourages people to come back to your JV page and grab more tools and mail more and so on, so you can have a live leaderboard here. I allow teams on all my launches now, but you need to communicate it in advance. So I put this up here. Teams of up to 3 people allowed. You've got to notify me before you go live of the teams, and there's no changes or additions or new teams after the launch. Guys saying, oh, wait a second. Did we not tell you that we were teaming up? No, that's not going down. Because obviously the last thing you want to do is frustrate or annoy your affiliates. I had a client the other day who was asking me, oh, there's this big guy and he wants to mail for me, but he's demanding like a coupon code. Can I give him a coupon code so that his buyers can get a discount? No, do not do that. Because if he has a discount and word gets out and everybody's like, well, wait a second, so he's got that and everyone else, it kills the launch, kills your reputation, you're dead in the water. So you have to watch out for things like that. I've had to stop people previously who weren't quite aware of that. They were like, and I made it clear. I put it in the video. I put it at the top of the page. It was in the emails that I was sending out. And they were like, oh, I thought you knew that we were a team. And it wasn't a long way into the launch. We were only talking a couple of hours. It wouldn't have made a difference to the sales or the standing or the leaderboard or anything. But I said, no, I can't do it. Because people might see. They might have seen that you were individual. Now you're together. And it's not worth it. So if you're going to do teams... communicate it. Yeah.
What's the purpose of teaming up? Why is it something that you know, needs to be mentioned? Why is that such a big thing? What's the drawback? What's the benefit?
Well, some people argue that it's unfair, right? They say, oh, it's not fair that these guys get together, they team up and they crush these leaderboards. To my mind, it's fairer because it frees up a spot on the leaderboard for the smaller guys, right? So if you've got three big guys teaming up and they get number one and three big guys teaming up and they get number two, normally they would have filled one through six. So it brings the smaller guys up and enables them to get the bigger prizes. That's the way that I look at it. But also, some guys just want to team up. And if you don't allow teams, they ain't going to promote. You know, so it's worth doing. Now, inside JVZoo, there's a way to set up these teams. You go in, you know, once you've set up your product, you go to manage teams, and you basically just enter the name or the JVZoo ID for the person, and you just create the team. That's how you do it. And then JVZoo calculates how many sales they've made. So this is one of the places to get listed on. I mentioned this yesterday, I think, but I didn't actually show it.
Yeah.
JV Notify Pro. So, yeah, you've got featured content here. If you pay a little bit of money, you can get featured. And lower down on the page, do I show this? I can't remember. Yeah, right. So this is the listing of all the different launches coming up.
Wow.
Okay, so this screenshot was obviously taken a short while ago, so this will probably be even busier right now than it is at the moment, as you see on screen. But as an affiliate or a promoter, you would come on here and you can go and click on these links and go and check out these different pages, offers, see what the product is, see what the commission level is, the prizes, and decide whether or not you want to promote it. So that's one place you want to get listed on, JV Notify Pro. This is Monshai. Again, we spoke about this, but I don't think I showed you. So you've got big launches down here, all launches. You need to be a launch of a certain sales volume, I believe, to get on here. And everything else gets on over here. You can pay extra to get listed here. So that's Monshai. These are the Facebook groups I was telling you about. This one is this, JVZoo W plus WSO product launcher. But say, if you just got that little white box at the top of Facebook, just put the word JV and you'll be presented with many of these. And
always, one thing is always read their terms.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get chucked off and you ain't got a clue what you did wrong.
Sounds like that was from experience, Andy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, when I'm doing this, I mean, I try and minimize my effort wherever possible. So I've only got a list of about 15 that I use. If I remember, I'll probably share it with you guys on the members area.
In general, paying to be featured, is it effective? Is it cost effective? Does it work? Is there any sort of general opinion on whether it's worthwhile or not?
Typically, you know, for a launch, I'll just go all out. If it's an A-class launch, as I would call it, where I'm going all out.
So you feature it as well?
Yeah. I pay to get the full featured on JV Notify Pro, which gets you that featured box at the top, gets you an email out to everybody on his list. I can't remember off the top of my head how much it is, a few hundred bucks.
Is there any real way of tracking it to know what success came from the fact that you paid?
You can track it, yeah, if you set up a separate JV page and so on. For me, it's difficult with my launches because it's 100%, so there's no percentage to give away to anybody that's maybe introducing new affiliates for me.
And what sort of typical cost is it?
Yeah, I think for JV Notify Pro, it's a few hundred. I can't remember, several hundred bucks. I think
it's a one-off fee.
I believe so. Yeah. Pages like this will sometimes sell this ad space up here. I've not tested that. I've not bought that. Monshai, I do regularly buy spots on Monshai. You get featured at the top of that page. For me, it's more of an awareness thing because I know these guys are going to these websites. I know they're going to JV Notify Pro. I know they're going to Monshai. If they see... If they see, you know, Cartel here and then they go on Facebook and they see an ad from the redirect thing, you know, the pixel that I've set up and they see me there, they're like, it's constant.
They're seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
It must be a big launch. You know, everybody's going to be on this one.
Now, just to make a regular notification about a launch on these sites, is that free or is there some type of a membership cost in order to do that?
I think it's free on both of those sites to just to do a basic listing, I believe. Yeah. The other thing, of course, that you can advertise on is JVZoo itself. And there's a couple of places that you can do that. You can advertise on the homepage, which is from my last experience, it was $350 for a day. But you're right on the homepage of JVZoo. And the other place you can advertise is when people are searching for products. You know, when you do that find products and it lists all the products that are ever in JVZoo, you can appear. Yeah. But yeah, if I'm going all out on a launch, I'll advertise on JV Note 5 Pro, Munchai, which you need to book up some of these quite a long time in advance, like at least 4 weeks. So yeah, Munchai, and I'll also maybe throw, you know, 2 or 3 days worth of featuring on JVZoo as well. If you spend enough on JVZoo, and I'm not quite sure how much it is, it might be 3 days. And I'm not, you know, recommending you do this. It's just kind of an interesting thing. They will, they'll email out all their JVs and affiliates for you as well, which is to me is obviously way better than the thing on the site, because you can write it, you know. And I'm like, you know, important alert from JVZoo, and I'm like, you know, I'm using this in the best way possible, you know, making it short, attention grabbing, and go off and you know, click the link. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of the grassroots or bootstraps way of getting your launch out there. Facebook's free. None of these people charge you to list it. But as Andy says, do watch out for the guidelines. They're all different. So I've got a list of about, as I said, about 15. There's probably 50 or more out there. And yeah, they're each different. Some of them will say you can only post once. Some of them will have a specific template that you've got to use. And some of them are just free for all. And I put notes in my little list against each one so that I can tell if I can go back and post again. Some of them say you can make as many posts as you like. Some of them say you can only post a comment under your initial post. And obviously, if you step on any toes, you'll be out the door, so you don't want to do that. So yeah, pay attention to what they're saying here. But in essence, what you're doing is just this. This is an ex-client of mine, Billy. He's doing really, really well now. He's like fully established internet market. I coached him, John and I coached him back in, 2008, 2009 maybe. But you would come on here and you'd tell people about your product, put your affiliate link in, and you're going to get traction that way as well. The horse's heads. The horse's head. So as soon as I came up with this idea, the mafia theme, I was starting to think about what am I going to send out physically through the mail to my A-class JVs, of which there are about 25. Heavy-hitting guys, they're going to bring most of the sales of my launch, and I want to look after them and make a massive impact so that they're, like, super excited for my launch. And obviously with the Matthew theme, I thought, I'm going to send them a horse's head. And that was my idea. I thought, you know, I've got to send him like a horse's head. I know John was on similar thought as well. We spoke about this yesterday, my PA John, and he said that he was thinking of, you know, I could shoot a video with lying in a bed with a horse's head next to me. And then I spoke to him like later that day, and I said, oh, I'm sending them horse's heads through the post. I didn't know how I was going to do it. Obviously, I wasn't going to send him real horse's heads, and I had all these different ideas of how I'm going to make it, you know, work. Is it actually going to work? So I went on Amazon, put in horse's heads, and this... this bad boy turned up, and I was like, oh yes, this is it. So all I did, I got the addresses for all my top 25 JVs, I got one of these each, I hand wrote a note here that says offeryoucan'treffuse.net, handwritten in red pen, and that's it. That was always in the package. And I hand wrote on the package, they had no idea it was coming, no idea who it was from. And when they opened it, no idea what the hell it was. How many people do you think clicked that link, though, right? And actually went, every single one of them, and almost all of them, and I didn't ask them to do this, went on Facebook. Right? John Thornhill, I don't think he even put a comment here. Just he stuck the head on, took a picture. People liking it. Here's you, Jenny. Omar did me a solid, put the actual URL up there. Again, I didn't ask him to do that. Got shared, you know, sorry, not got shared, got liked, people commenting. Brett Ratecki, he shot a video. And at this point, Brett Ratecki and I kind of lost contact with each other. We promoted each other's stuff in the past. And I was thinking about him, and I was thinking, he's probably not on board for this launch, because we just kind of lost contact with each other, kind of gone separate directions. He got this. He's like my number one fan. He shot a video. He's like, this is the best JV invite I've ever had. You should go and check this out, offeryoucan'trefuse.net. It goes on. Right, Randy, Rob Temple, this guy, Richard Legg. This is the best one. That's my favorite picture of all. Ben, this is Stephen Gilbert here. It makes a difference. These little things that I've been teaching you, it's like, yeah, but is it really that important? Money, the money that made, the buzz that built, you know, the excitement that generated on Facebook for my launch. You can't put a price on that. And it probably cost me just to send those out. I mean, these horses, I can't believe I'm here at an event talking about the price of horses' heads. But the average market price of a horse head, rubber version only, not an actual decapitated one, it was like, I don't know, $25 or something like that. Plus, you know, and then you're shipping them out. You know, I get a few people in this funnel, it's paid for itself. It's going that extra mile. It's you know, putting in that extra effort and making it personal as well, because nobody really gets anything through the door anymore. You know, most, just like even generally, right? I mean, pretty much the only thing you get through the door nowadays is a bill or spam. it's weird, spam, let's delete this. But yeah,
How did you get the physical postal addresses of some of these people? Because you might have the emails, but in most cases you wouldn't have the real physical postal.
Just ask them. Yeah, just I've got some in weird to send you. You know, make sure your mum doesn't open it. That's what I said to Mike from Maine. Because he was like, oh, that's my mum's address when I'm in Turkey. So I was like, Don't let her open it, please. But again, curiosity. I didn't tell them what the deal. I didn't say what it was. I didn't say it was a JV thing. I didn't say what was coming. I was just like, I got something a bit freakish to send you. Look out for it. So yeah, other examples. Ben Martin next week. Castaway Commissions sent a message in a bottle to his top JVs with sand in it. And like this scroll thing that says, I'm stuck on this island, come and help me at SOS, you know, whatever the domain was. But it doesn't have to be physical. It doesn't have to be physical. You can, things that I've done before is I've bought a unique domain name for each JV, which is like $5 a time, right? It's nothing to buy a domain name. And I've shot a personal video for them on there. Not that creative. I didn't come up with, you know, this is back in the day, not super creative, not a massive story or article theme or anything, but, you know, if you get a domain that's got your name, you know, messageforyourname.com, you're not going to go and see what that is. You're going to have a look, and it's that attention. It stands out in the inbox. It stands out in the instant message. Some of the ones I've done more recently, I've done a Terminator-style one for the Commission Machine, which was a relaunch, where I shot a video. I actually hired a guy off Fiverr to impersonate Arnold Schwarzenegger. This guy was awesome. And got a video off of Fiverr as well of like a Terminator-type robot that superimposed the Commission Machine logo on it. And this was one of these... Yeah, so, and then I bought the domain Skynet.org. Right? For those of you that don't know Terminator, right, it's this Skynet organization, really. So that's how it all started. And then I wrote an email from that Skynet.org. I set up an address. I think it was Arnie at Skynet.org. Or what was it? I'm trying to think now. as@skynet.org or something like that. And I sent an email to my official Michael Cheney address saying, I need to speak to John Thornhill urgently. Please put him in touch with me right away. And he needs to see this right away. And it was a link to skynet.org/John Thornhill. I then emailed John Thornhill, forward this on. I'm like, shit, John, this guy's been trying to, he's been bugging the crap out of me. He's trying to get hold of you for ages. This is pretty important. You need to see this. John's like, oh my God, what is this? Clicks on it. Hi, John. I've been trying to track you down from the future. It works. It's just a different angle. I mean, in the case with those videos, I kind of saved myself a bit of time. All the videos were the same, apart from the fact I overlaid a picture of each JV. So I didn't have the guy do a different voiceover, even though I said that I did just there. It was basically, I'm looking for this guy. You know, this guy, he's the most wanted person, and he needs to come on board and whatever. And then I just overlaid a different photo of each JV and sent that out to 25 of my top JVs with that little personal email saying, this guy's desperate to get hold of you. There's another commission machine one. I don't know if anybody saw it. I'm kind of hoping that you didn't, to be honest. Willy Wonka, did anybody see that one?
That was my favorite.
So I did a Willy Wonka thing, because there's a product in commission machine that's the golden ticket. So it's all about getting the golden ticket, you know, Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and all that. So I got myself a Willy Wonka suit, dressed up as Willy Wonka, into my kitchen, and was talking about moolah berries and how you can make all this stuff. I came up with a song, about the commission machine and the dates, and you'll be rich beyond your wild imagination. And I was getting messages from people saying, that song was in my head for weeks, dude. So it just works. Sometimes it doesn't really matter what the theme is. You know, it can be pretty spurious, like, you know, the commission machine to Terminator. I mean, okay, we've got the machine thing going on there, but it's just picking something. And you can do this in anything. You can do it in your email campaigns even. Right? If you've got a product you want to dust off, or maybe even you're promoting somebody else's product, you could just have a theme around a movie, or a theme around, you know, Game of Thrones, if you're into Game of Thrones or whatever. You know, something, and just theme it around that. You know, it just gives you that inspiration. It gives you that, opens the floodgates to what you can actually create. So you're not stuck there with a blank page saying, ah, how am I going to do that? You know, like with the Willy Wonka example, you know, it's just, I won't say it writes itself, but you can just piggyback on the back of that stuff. Everybody kind of knows that story. So you've got, you know, whole chocolate and the right things, you know, about the top hat and the journey, and maybe move on to the other stuff like the glass elevator and how some people were hitting the glass ceiling of earnings and all these things. You just, you know, piggybacking on other people's creativity, really. You're making a slight twist on it. All these things together have a really, really big impact. And guys tell me, the JVs tell me, they look forward to my launches. They get excited to see, you know, what's happening next and what weird stuff I'm going to be sending them through the post. You know, guys ask me, well, how do I get in? How do I get that foot in the door? Right? How am I actually going to, you know, as you say, make that first connection so that the guys will mail for my stuff? And it's just like anything in business. It's networking. You know, you guys here are all going to hopefully rise up together. You know, somebody will do the launch first, somebody else will do the launch. You will become each other's big top-level JV affiliates, JVs and affiliates, right? But you can also approach other people, but it's that kind of thing. You don't want to go too high up the ladder, right? So, you know, maybe one level, whatever that means to you, is fine. You know, it might come off, it may not. But yeah, it's possible. As long as you do something different, like reaching out to them, creating them a personal video. As Andy said, it's an awesome, awesome idea with the personal touch, finding out what they're into. I would say buying their stuff as well, you know, knowing them and knowing how they sell and, you know, opening up with, you know, I invest in your product and that's part of the reason that I'm now doing this. You know, playing to their ego, obviously, a little bit, but also just demonstrating that you're not just some, you know, Joe Schmo hitting everybody up. You know, it's specific to them. I think really, to me, being on the other side of it, well, being on both sides of this, but as somebody that, you know, gets a lot of requests, it is difficult for me now to accept people. We were talking about this earlier. I've got, you know, so many people asking me to promote that I've got a really strict criteria now. It's either people that finish on my leaderboards, it's paying clients that have obviously paid for the privilege, or it's people that I've got long-term relationships with for many years, and I don't really have much room beyond that. But if you get to the point where you finish number 10 on a launch, you're in, right? So if that's way out of reach for you, then you need to find somebody else that offers that kind of reciprocal thing that you could achieve that for, and obviously keep building those relationships and making that personal connection with them and so on. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you know, I learned real quick, not by experience, but just by following. You know, well-known marketers, don't ever reach out to them via Facebook message and say, hey, will you promote for me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever.
Yeah, it happens all the time, and it's frustrating, but I can see it from both sides. I can see it from both sides, because guys get stuck and they're like, well, you know, what am I supposed to do here? Like, you know, should I be contacting them, or how can I reach out to people? But it's the personal thing, all right? If you make that connection with them in some way, that opens the door to the conversation down the line. I mean, Ben Martin is a classic example, and I'll keep coming back to the guy, but he's just got his head screwed on so well. He's never asked me to promote his stuff, ever. But he's slowly and steadily, from going from buying my product, applying it, getting results, showing me the results, investing in further things, obviously then investing in coaching with me, he then started getting on my leaderboards, you know, at the end of the launch. And I'm not talking number 10 either, we're talking like number 5 or 4 even, in some cases. And then he'd get on the the leaderboards of some of the other guys in my insider circle at the top level. And obviously now I'm going to promote for him, you know, because, you know, why wouldn't I? Even if I didn't have the stipulation there, I mean, he's got on my radar. So he's doing it the right way. He's not, you know, he's not going about it and sort of punting for business.
Shotgun blasting it.
Yeah, he's doing it the way that, you know, he's getting on their radar for the right reasons. And you can do that either through sales or, you know, being a good customer or giving people feedback or, you know, that anything like that will get on my radar. You know, if somebody says, oh, I just checked something out, there's a couple of things missing on your sales letter, actually. And obviously, initially, I'm like, God damn, you know. But I'm like, oh, no, that's cool, because it might have saved me a few sales. And I'll remember that name, you know, when they come in next time. And just all these little things. Doesn't need to be over the top, you know, razzmatazz like this and physical stuff through the mail. So, yeah, if you do a few of these things over time, and obviously do it gradually, not like, you know, email them, oh, here's a testimonial, here's a couple of errors on your page, and here's, like, you know, something personal that I found about you on Facebook. And honestly, I'm not stalking you, and by the way, here's a link to promote. But, you know, if you spread it over time and, yeah, you know, and it's all about alignment as well. This is really important. I was discussing this at break with somebody, that you've got to find people that are on your same kind of compass or moral compass, yeah, right? Because we're all sort of different animals in internet marketing, and people operate in a different ways, they sell in different ways, they communicate in different ways. And you'll know fairly quickly from buying different people's products or looking at their posts on Facebook or getting on their lists who you gel with and who you don't. So this is not an all or nothing thing. We're not, you know, as I said, I've got 25 top JVs and that's it. You know, I'm not looking to get hundreds and hundreds of people, although hundreds of people do end up promoting. It's about forming those relationships with people that are on your level. And I think this moral compass thing is important as well, because there's some guys that are like, you know, Wild West, kind of anything goes, yeah, whatever, you will just stick it up, you know. And there's other guys that are like super like the other way, like, I don't want to email more than once a week, you know, I don't want to frustrate my list or whatever, or, you know, and you've got to find somebody that's on where you at. where you're at on the same level and start connecting with them. And Facebook's awesome for that, you know, because you can interact with guys, you know, people on Facebook so easily and, you know, start building those relationships. So.
Most of the guys on your level, they do that kind of thing too, then, huh?
No.
Oh, really?
No, they don't do it. they don't do it. I don't know why, and long may it continue, as far as I'm concerned. Because if everybody's getting horses' heads and, you know, messages in a bottle in the post, then I'm going to have to start sending tanks. but yeah, it's just like everything. Again, going back to my cycling, so just to give you an analogy, so I started competing last year for the first time in cycling. I've done cycling for maybe 4 or 5 years before that and just not competed at any level. Last year I was like, right, I'm going to give it a go, I'm going to compete. And I'm a time trialist, really, as a cyclist, which is one of these guys with a weird hat and a tight skin suit, the low position, trying to go as fast as possible over quite a short distance. And everyone else, pretty much everyone else, about 90 people in this league that I competed in Scotland, had a specialist time trial bike with full-on carbon, solid wheel at the back for aero and narrow, you know, proper, specifically for that type of cycling. I had a road bike. And obviously, I wanted to get one of those bikes. You know, I've got the money to do that, and I wanted to do it. My coach said, no. Thou shalt not get the bike this season. I'm like, oh, goddamn. Okay. See how I get on. He's like, yeah, just give it a go. You might not even like it. And I knew I would like it, but I listened to it. I was like, okay, we'll give it a bash. See how you get on. It'd be good. It's a good benchmark. And then, you know, you've got somewhere to go next season. So, okay, so I did all the training and worked really hard. I came second in that league out of 90 people on a road bike. And these guys were, like, so pissed off at me when I'm whizzing past them. They've got all the full gear, like, you know, and I'm there just on a normal road bike. Obviously, I'm not talking like a shopper, you know, with a basket on, newspaper under my arm. Ta-ta, guys! You know, not quite that level. You know, it did have, like, aero bars on it, but big gains still to be had. So this year I've invested in a stealth machine. This thing is like awesome. It's got electronic gears, touch button gears, change the gears. It weighs like next to nothing. It's full carbon. Imagine a stealth bomber with wheels. This is basically what this thing looks like. It's like a bat bike. And some guys knew that I was going to do this, and like, ah. Oh, you won't get that much gain from the bike. You know, you're not going to get that much gain. You'll get some gain because the new position, it's a bit lighter, it's a bit faster. But I've seen your position on a road bike, and I don't think, you know, and this was gamesmanship, I think, a little bit on their part. Yeah. Next season, I don't think you're going to see that much improvement. I was like, yeah, maybe you're right. But what they didn't know is the bike, for me this season, is probably about 5% of the changes that I've made. Because I've now got a personal trainer, so I'm going to the gym twice a week. I'm doing weight training, I'm training my core, my upper body, mainly my legs. I'm putting in more miles. I've adopted a new aero position. I've got some new equipment on the bike, which I'm trying out. New clothing. All this stuff. And I'm going to come out this year and hopefully win the league. But my point is, for telling you this, all these little things individually, like, won't make that much difference. Won't make that much difference. So, you know, wearing, for example, there's these particular grips that you get on the handlebars that put you a tiny bit lower because your arms can get closer, make you a little bit narrower, so you've got less frontal area. They'll probably save me like 5 seconds over 10 miles, which is nothing.
But the shopping on the bus, it cuts down the
bit. The shopping, yeah. I'm going to buy a lighter, smaller newspaper this year as well. But yeah, all these things accumulatively add up. So, you know, the skin suit, the different helmet, the position, the bike, obviously the training that I'm doing, the hours that I'm putting in, the weight training, nutrition, all these little things. Going back to the start of today, what others won't do is going to enable me, hopefully, to achieve what others can't. And they'll look at it and think, oh, it's just the bike. And I don't care what they think, right? So this is the kind of stuff, ultimately, that you want to be aiming towards that may not be relevant now, may not be even something that you would consider now, because obviously you don't have your own product, you're not doing a launch. But, you know, to answer the question, is everyone, you know, all the other top guys doing it, and they're not. And I don't know, you maybe look at this and think, oh, it's too much work, maybe it's a bit too much money, or the... Probably comes back to the organisational thing, to be honest. The planning thing that we covered right on day one. They're not planning far enough in advance to give themselves time to even think about doing this stuff. And that's really what it all comes down to. When you get organised, you have that vision of where you're going, you have a path that I'm mapping out for you here of how to get there, that enables you to see the bigger picture and start being able to do this kind of stuff that other people can't do because they're scrabbling around like headless chickens. So yeah, does that make sense?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. So let's just talk some numbers. So this is the commission cartel. So we went through, just a bit of a recap, we went through the funnel here, different funnels, prices, how to on the front end, OTO1 is kind of a done-for-you offer, and then we had OTO2, which was kind of this template offer, and then we had high-ticket stuff going on in the back, and then obviously I've shown you some of the ways that you can build buzz and all this kind of stuff. So really, all of this weekend is about, you know, it's about getting people excited, really. It's about getting engagement and creating that curiosity, whether it's a JV, an affiliate, or a prospect. Once you've done that, as long as you've got something of value on the other side, you're almost there. You're almost there. You're going to generate sales. So this is from Commission Cartel. So this is I'm especially proud of this shot because it is very rare that you would get this. This is the top sellers list on JVZoo for today. Obviously, it's not actually today, but you know when I took the screenshot, the day, yesterday, the past 7 days, the past 30 days. Commission Cartel. So all this stuff that I've been showing you, all these little things, adds up. And I don't want you to think that, oh yeah, it's because you've got, you know, top JVs that have mailed all this stuff and whatever. Yes, it would have happened to a certain extent if I had just farted out a JV page like everybody else does. Not to that extent. No way. No way to that extent. So front end of this launch generated $127,369.15. So that, almost all of that went to JVs and affiliates. Obviously, I kept some of it because of people that bought off of my list, and it covered the prizes and the incidentals for advertising and getting featured on the different places. Back end sales, 100,000. So in that, in those 2 weeks, that's the total amount of income that was generated, $228,000 in the space of 2 weeks. It's a crazy amount of money by anybody's standards, but it's the process. Remember we spoke right at the start about this squiggly map and all the different stuff I've tried that didn't work, and you know, the 10 years that I've been doing this and all mistakes, and we've now got this straight line, and we know what works, and we repeat it, and this can be the outcome. Now, of course, when you do your first launch, you won't be looking anywhere near that. But if you apply as much of what I've taught you as you can for the level that you're at, you'll make money. Right? You'll make money. You'll have customers, and you'll be up and running. You'll be finally a creator rather than a consumer. Okay. So I know we've gone into a lot of details and high level stuff that's maybe not going to be relevant for you for another few months or maybe even a year or more, but you have this now. You have access to this to be able to come back and go over this stuff when it is right, the time's right for you. I know a few of you guys are probably there right now anyway, or at least on the cusp of being able to use this stuff immediately. And the lesson, of course, is it's the high ticket stuff, right? Just to kind of dial it back in. We generated all that buzz, we generated all that excitement so that people would promote, so that obviously we can help people and move them forward with the product they've invested in, so that JVs and affiliates come on board, etc. And then we've got the high ticket offers for those guys that are even more serious and want to accelerate or want to go to that next level, and that's, in this case, you know, where the money was made. So the launch itself becomes an engine to sort of feed that high ticket thing that you might have. Now, most guys will use a variation of this model. They may not give 100% away. There's very few people actually that would give 100% away on all this. And the reason for that, I don't think it's greed, I don't think it's fear or anything like that. I think it's because they don't have this nailed down. They don't have it nailed down, the high ticket thing. They have the launch process down to a certain degree, and they know they can launch a product and generate sales. But the high ticket thing almost becomes an afterthought. And they're like, right, I'm going to do this launch, or I've done this launch. What am I going to sell on the back end? What can the webinar be? And they've gone into this mode of, you know, just plugging in, trying to plug in a product, right? Which, as we know, is the wrong thing to do.
Or they don't know their numbers. And this is important.
Well, that's it. As I say, that they don't know their metrics. Yeah. I mean, typically, guys will do a different high ticket thing on every launch. They'll just hop from one thing to the next. What's the current hot thing? What's the webinar that's selling great? Let me plug it on the back. Which is insanity. You know, if you're launching a product on Instagram and you don't have a high ticket thing on the back that's related to Instagram, you basically just lost yourself like 50 to 100K right off the bat. I don't care how good the high ticket is. Yeah.
I think it was Omar Martin I heard once say, work from the back forward.
Well, this is it, yeah. I was just going to throw you a massive curveball on that and really, like, screw your heads up. Because really for this weekend, this training, I should have started here. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I'm not saying this is a mistake, but I've gone through this in the order that you would create this stuff and the process and sequence that you need to move through to get to this stage. But when I'm creating a product, yeah, I start with the end in mind. What is the high ticket offer that I have? What is that, you know, that 10 grand package, that 20 grand package? Okay, so it's this. How can we build products around that are going to flow seamlessly? Right, so the high ticket offers generally that I promote and that I have are all commission orientated. They're about generating commission. So is it a mistake that all my products have the word commissions in it? Of course not, right? Commission machine, commission cartel, the other one, commission black ops, right? Commissionology, okay? I'm prepping everybody, right? I'm preparing them. I'm attracting an audience that wants and is interested in commissions, right? By very definition of what I'm calling the products. So they're going to come in from the first email they see from the very first JV about commissions. It's going to zero in on that commission-focused audience. They're going to click the link. They're going to buy that first product about commissions. They might buy this. They might buy this. I'm then going to present them an offer on the best way to, you know, generate even more commissions. It's not done by accident. So you need to think about this when you're selecting your own product. Obviously, down the line, I wouldn't even recommend getting your own high ticket. I was speaking again to Ben Martin about this, and he's just going to plug something in for his launch. But he knows it's not the perfect solution, but it is a solution because he's short on time. He's set himself the goal of having his own high ticket by next year, which I think is a smart thing, right? Because he's going to be busy repeating this launch process this year and you know, generate a lot of income and getting a lot of buyers and so on. And he'll just be plugging in somebody else's high ticket here. Hopefully mine. I'll speak to him next week. and that's the best option to start with. You know, I've done that for the longest time. It's only fairly recently that I've started off with my own high ticket stuff here. I used to do it historically. It was too much work. I couldn't quite find the right formula. I've now got there. But plugging in somebody else's thing is a smart thing to do, you know. Otherwise, it's just lost money. If you've not got anything there, it's a waste. So why not at least put something in there, get paid something, and not have to worry about the work? But ultimately, you want something that's your own, of course. Any questions on that before we? Yeah.
So, just from our perspective, who have never done this process before.
Yeah.
And obviously, we don't have our own high-ticket item. Is that something that we just find in JVZoo, or is that another platform to look, for a high-ticket item? Because for the most part, I don't really recall seeing high-ticket items in JVZoo. You know what I'm saying?
No, there isn't. There isn't, as far as I know. It comes down to relationships, really, this one. It's who you know and what's going on once you get to that stage. That's why I say for most of you guys, almost all I would guess, this is something that may happen in down the line for you. You know, once you've done one or two of these launches and you've got some affiliates, you maybe got on a couple of people's radar and you've promoted for them and you've started climbing the ranks, you'll get wind of what's going on in this area. You'll hear about stuff that's going on and what's working and what other people are doing. And as I say, I've got a plug-in for this that I offer people, as I'm sure will come as absolutely no surprise to all of you here. So yeah, there are options, but yeah, there isn't a platform for that. And I think because it changes so quickly for most of them, they're kind of, a lot of the high-ticket offers I don't say they're scammy, not scammy, but I'm trying to think of the word, they're genuine stuff. They're fad, that's the word I was thinking. Scratch the scam. They're not scam or unethical. They're kind of fad based. Right, so they're here.
Longevity, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, this is the latest hot thing, so let's create a high ticket offer on this because everybody's talking about this. And then 6 months down the line, oh, now everybody's talking about this. So I don't think there can be a platform for a lot of these things because, do you know what I mean? They're not going to be around that long, you know, because they move on. And I think that's what most people do for their back-end webinars. They just create the product, and then they just go out and they ask people, like, what's converting? Like, what's a good high-ticket webinar? I'll just stick that in. And they make money. They'll probably make pretty good money, but they won't make, you know, relative to what we're talking about here, they won't make, you know, they're losing out big time. Because they're, you know, it's the equivalent of what we spoke about earlier, of just getting some random-ass product and just stuffing it in here. You will make sales, somebody will buy it, but it's not congruent with the offer and the story and the branding or everything else. You're just badging it on the end. And almost everybody does that. It's bizarre to me why people would do that, but that's what most people do. I don't know if they get complacent or they just think, well, it's an easy way to generate income, it's going to work anyway, I don't know. But to me, it's just kind of silly. Yeah.
How do we position ourselves as new people that nobody's ever heard of to promote our stuff? And when you started, how did you get people to promote your stuff?
It's a good question. Yeah, I mean, how I started was some of the things that Andy was saying. So it's that personal thing, the domain idea that I showed you. I mean, I was putting videos out to guys that I'd never met, that didn't know me, but I was sitting down and shooting a video for them, and they would go to, you know, personalvideoforjohn.com. And that was me saying, hey, John, you know, I've been on your list for a while. Your stuff's really cool. I bought this. I really like that tactic. You know, you've obviously got to justify what you're saying, not just like, you know, suck up to them kind of thing. You know, and again, of course, only go to guys that you really have that connection with genuinely anyway. You know, I've been a big fan and, you know, you probably won't do this. I know you're really busy, but, you know, I've got this thing coming out and, you know, just making that connection, just being transparent and honest and, you know, just, as I say, resonating and sort of migrating, which I think we've all done here by coming to this event. I know we're all radically different with people from all around the world, but we've got this shared passion, we've got this shared interest, and it's the same kind of thing in internet marketing at large. You've got to try and find the people that you click with. So I just love your stuff, like, you know, the way that you did that thing or the video you put out about the whatever. And, you know, because if you do that with people that you connect with and you feel you're similar to or you like, they all get it. But if you go out to everybody and do that, it's going to fall on people that, you know, that there's no connection or gel with there. And that, you know, that's where you'll get disheartened or whatever.
Another way of meeting people or making relationships is there are some quite good networking things that go on within this industry. I won't mention them because it's not, not the right place. But especially in the UK, there's some that goes on. The one question I wanted to ask you is,
yeah,
going back to your sales letter, do you use, everyone says, you know, create the avatar so that you're writing to them. Do you use an avatar at all?
The customer avatar?
Yeah.
To me, I just carry that around with me all the time now. I'm, you know, I've been doing this for so long. I know you, yeah, the prospect kind of thing. I just know them intimately because it's who I was and to a certain degree who I still am. So it's
right.
And I think we all know that. I don't think we would need to sit down and create an avatar. It's more just a case of looking at where you are or where you were. You know, because we've all been through it. We all know what the journey's like. We all know about shiny object syndrome and, you know, the collecting as much as you can. And, you know, some of the ideas that I've given you this weekend you can use. You know, are you a collector? Are you a serial collector? Or maybe you've moved to consumer, or maybe you got really pissed off and you became a critic. You know, we know who we are. We know we're all going through the same journey. So that's one of the beauties of internet marketing, is that you are the consumer, so you can speak to them very personally. What I like to do in my sales letters and my emails is just pretend that you're writing to one person, like, you know, your best friend or whatever. Is a good tactic. So that you're not, you know, anything you can do to, as I keep saying, to take that marketing hat off and just have a conversation. Because I'm pretty sure everybody here can talk, right? I've got around everybody this weekend. There's nobody here that can't talk. So you can all do this. You can all basically turn those words, instead of putting them out here, put them on a screen. That's it. There's not really much more to it at a basic level than that. You know, you communicate. You all have the capacity to connect with other people, know the emotions that they're going through, and so on. So, yeah, some of the things that I did, you know, when I started out was send videos, personal videos. I'm trying to think of some of the other things that I would do. I'm not sure that I sent physical things to begin with, obviously, because, you know, you're not going to get the physical mailing address from guys that don't know you. But it's kind of stalking is the best way to describe it, but not to, like, not to a criminal degree, but let's just say that, right? So you're following the guys, you're becoming like a fan or like a super fan or whatever. You know, you're integrating with them, but you know, you're just getting on their radar, really. You know, but and you don't need to do this en masse. I think that's the thing. You could pick, you know, you could target like 10 guys. That, or, you know, I'm saying guys, gals, whatever. You know what I'm saying? 10 people, and they could be your targets of who you think. Okay, they're maybe, you know, they're at a certain level. They're not like sky-high guys that would never mail for me, that, you know, there's no way I can reach them. They're guys that are out there, I've seen them, I'm on their list, I've bought their stuff, I liked it, I resonated with it. Let me try and ingratiate myself in there somehow, you know, with some of these techniques, like the personal video or sending them, you know, a gift or a link or picking up on something that they've put out or saying, oh, you were talking about such and such the other day, did you know there was this? Or
what about those internet market conventions? One guy told me about those. He said those are a must to go to. But how do you find out about them? They have all the internet marketers that show up there.
Yeah, internet market events. That's what Andy was saying. Yeah, it's.
I'll tell you one about them later.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. They're good to go to. You'll meet a whole bunch of people, and I think JVZoo have one or two. Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Regarding the high ticket, what's the average time span? Like some people say you should mail out within 3 to 5 days. Is there a time there after 2 weeks it's too late or something? You shouldn't, you know, try and sell the high ticket to your buyers.
Oh, okay. Timeline of when you present it to them. As quickly as humanly possible is my take on that. Yeah. So what I do is we have the launch over a week period. So we typically launch on a Tuesday morning, we'd close the launch on a Sunday evening, and then we go into full-on high-ticket back-end mode for the following week. So the Monday would be all about getting them onto that orientation call, the Tuesday we would do the call, and then Wednesday through Sunday is getting them to that on-call, you know, that fast-forward video type style video I was talking about yesterday, is getting them on there, and then we would close that down on the Sunday evening. So the launch period itself is two weeks in that regard. Because, yeah, if you wait too long, obviously people are going to go cold and, you know, they're just going to lose interest. They'll be off, you know, doing something else or getting distracted. So, cool. Any more questions on what we've covered just now?
I'm not sure what he was just saying. You said, how quick do you do what?
Yeah, so he's talking about, you know, we've spoken about the funnel here. So we've got the front end funnel of what you're going to be selling. And then, obviously, where the real money is made is the high ticket. So the higher ticket product or package that you might sell $5,000 or whatever. Cos was asking, when should you present this to these people that have come through here? And I was just explaining that, yeah, the shorter time span that you leave that, the better. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the process, your front-end products, your funnel on the front end of things before your high ticket, and then your hopefully the relatable high ticket items, does all of the initial funnel become irrelevant when it comes to that high ticket item?
Right. I see.
Meaning, is all that information in the high ticket item?
It depends. People do it in different ways. Some guys basically say, we'll comp you this because you've invested in this, because it supersedes this, if you see what I mean. Or they'll make it part of it and say, you need to go through this before we can kind of start this. Or the third option is it's just almost like separate. You know, it's things done in parallel.
Okay, got it.
So yeah, there's different options there. But obviously, if you're going to present something where, you're just going to give them the ultimate thing that, wipes all this out, then, you know, you're going to want to compensate for that in some way here and say, obviously, if you've already invested in this, you get that comped or you get that discount, the equivalent value or whatever. What I like to do is make all of these still valid, you know, and not have to deal with that kind of mess, really.
Got it.
So the $497 would not be like a one-on-one. That would be more the $10,000 or the $20,000 one-on-one consultation.
Well, it can be. It's entirely up to you what you want to charge and what you want to do at these different price points. And obviously, the more experience you get and the more you've learned about the area that you're helping people in, the more you can charge for these things. It's entirely up to you. I mean, you could certainly do one-to-one for $497. I wouldn't, you know. It's up to you. What's your time worth? You know, would you do that? Is it worth a call? Is it worth a few calls? It's entirely up to you what you actually offer at these price points. And as I say, the high ticket stuff at the moment for most of you, it's kind of just a concept really for most of you. But is it something you need to be thinking of it, because it's ultimately is where the big money is going to come from.
Okay.